Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
For 10 years, I tried to figure out so many things that I figured out, but then there's a lot of things I tanked on. And once I started hiring people, coaches and mentors and implementers that could implement certain things that I wasn't as good at, that's where it changed the game.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best of Listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Tony Javier. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us today. Looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, so I'm excited to jump on. It's been several years since I've been on, so I'm glad to be back on.
So Tony is a full-time real estate investor with 19 years of real estate experience. His portfolio consists of 100 properties. He's also done 800 flips. He is based in San Diego, and his website is realestatemasterstv.com. So Tony, do you mind telling us some more about your background and what your current focus is?
Totally. I started 20 years ago, bought the no down payment system by Carlton Sheets. So for those of you who are older, I'm in my 40s now, young 40s. Those of you who are younger probably don't know him, but he was a late night infomercial kind of guy. So I bought that course on TV one late night 20 years ago. This would be my 20th year in business, and ended up just starting buying properties with no money down. And a couple of years after I bought the course, I dropped out of college with 9 hours left to graduate and took on real estate full time. So from day one, I've raised money. I've been doing deals with other people's money for 20 years now. And now I actually lend money out, interesting enough. We may or may not get into that later, but it's led me to many different paths. So first 10 years of my business, I had a lot of struggles. I did the wrong things. I didn't ask for advice. I tried to do everything myself. I started building up a team, hired the wrong people. And while I had some success, because real estate can be forgiving, first 10 years, I had some success. I was burnt out. I had a lot of the wrong people in my business and decided I need to make a huge change. So I ended up hiring a coach, something I'd never done before. Started asking for advice, getting help, and started modeling the people I wanted to model after. So I found someone that did not look at properties, was not full-time in the business. And I thought, that's so hard to do. There's no way, because I was doing the acquisitions, I was doing all that kind of stuff. So I had this vision of being where that guy was. And within about 3 years of that, I ended up automating my business where I didn't need to be there anymore. So I moved from Wichita, Kansas, where I do all of my real estate, and I've got co-working space and rentals and many businesses out there. And now I live in San Diego. I've been here for 5 years, and I only work a few hours a week on those real estate businesses. So now I spend a lot of my time. I run real estate masterminds, virtual real estate masterminds for real estate investors, and then also help real estate investors utilize TV to find motivated sellers. I've been doing that 9 years now. It's something that is little to no competition, builds a lot of credibility, builds a great brand, and has done very well for me. So now I love talking about TV and helping other real estate investors implement TV in their market.
That's a perfect segue to my first question. So you go to Tony's website and you've got the very top, it says use TV commercials to grow your motivated seller leads on autopilot. So that's going to be the main focus of our conversation today. So Tony, I'm going to let you just tell us what you think we need to know about using TV, why it works, how to do it, and then I'll have some follow-up questions to extrapolate even more from you.
So I'm going to give you the top five benefits of TV. I have many benefits, but for the sake of time, when I talk about it on short episodes like this, I just narrow down to the top five. So I kind of talked about it already, is credibility. It helps build a lot of credibility for you and your business. When you're on TV, for some reason, they just look at you way differently when you're on TV, whether it's your paid actor or whether you're on a TV commercial. It's the weirdest thing that there's that perception, but that's just the way it is. So second benefit would be little to no competition. Anytime I have a conversation about TV for motivated sellers, 9 out of 10 people say, I've never heard of anybody doing that. And then the other 1 out of 10 says, I've heard of a couple other people doing that and they're absolutely crushing it. It's just, there's not much competition. So for me, cold calling, texting, all that stuff work, but everybody's doing that. So why not go where nobody's doing it or very few people are doing it? Third thing is it's a high return on investment. I'm getting 11x return on my money right now, which is unheard of, especially for something that's so automated, which is the fourth benefit is automation. So we get a high ROI, but even better than that, I'm getting 11.2x return on my money right now. But the better thing is the return on time. In 2020, I spent 3 hours on TV commercials, and that was just shooting a couple new TV commercials. I felt like I needed to freshen up a little bit, and I met with my media buyer, I think, once or twice. So I spent 3 hours the whole year on my marketing for TV and motivated sellers through that channel, and it brought huge returns. There's no other thing that I know of out there that can do that. And then number five is the high quality leads. When people pick up the phone and call you from the commercial, they are motivated and they are not tire kickers. If you cold call, you text, you do what we call outbound marketing, that gets a lot of tire kickers. People will say, well, just give me an offer on my house, that kind of thing. When people are inbounding and calling you and reaching out to you, that's where the high quality leads comes in, the high motivation. And not only that, but the competition. So if you're cold calling, texting in mass mailing lists, chances are you have 5, 10, maybe 20 other investors hitting those same lists. Whereas TV, if they're calling you, chances are you're the only one that they're calling. So many different benefits of TV. And with TV, it's not as expensive as you would think. It's not cheap, but it's not as expensive as you would think. You can actually hit more people with TV, if you're talking about a cost standpoint, than you can with direct mail. And like I've mentioned already, if you were to do direct mail, cold calling, texting, and compare that to TV, you're spending 10, 20, 100 times more time on those marketing methods than TV. So I don't know if I answered your question there, Theo, but I'm all about TV because it's worked very well for me over the last 9 years and built a great brand and gotten a lot of high returns for me and for a lot of the people that I've helped implement it.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. As your portfolio grows, you need financial management services you can rely on to help you save money and continue making the right choices for your company's future. RealEstateAccounting.co's top-tier CFO team uses their deep industry and operating experience to guide real estate syndicators, investors, and family offices through every pivotal moment and crucial decision. Their fractional CFO services include budget to actual, cash flow and distributions, and reporting and valuation. Go to realestateaccounting.co/CFO to find out why REA is one of the fastest growing real estate accounting companies around. The real estate experts provide timely analysis and consultations to help you make the most informed decisions possible. See and trust where your portfolio is headed with the customized financial reports based on the KPIs that matter to you and your business. Try it risk-free today at realestateaccounting.co/CFO. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
That credibility brand aspect, something that we talk about on this show a lot. So I'm glad that was included in one of your top five benefits. So I am one of the 9 out of 10 people. I wouldn't say I've never heard of it before, but I don't think I've interviewed anyone before who's used TV. The closest would be radio. So let's say I'm listening to this and I'm one of those 9 people and I want to start advertising on TV or creating TV commercials. How do I know that this will work for the type of deals I'm looking for? Does this only work for single family homes? Or if I'm maybe a multifamily investor, can I use this to generate multifamily leads? Or is it more for only certain types of properties?
Well, that's interesting. I had someone earlier today ask me if that would help them raise money as far as the message. And what I can say is I have a franchise-like system is what I like to call it, because I've done it for 9 years. I've tested it. I've proven it not only in my market, but many other markets. So I know it works for motivated sellers for single family. I've never tried a message for multifamily, and I've never tried a message for raising money specifically, which if you're raising money, you got to make sure that you file that appropriately with the SEC if you do that. So single family, 100% for sure. I know that it can and has worked in many markets, but if you're doing it for other things, I would say it probably would work, but I can't guarantee it because I don't have that data. I have 9 years of data knowing what commercials have worked for me, the types of commercials, because I've filmed many different commercials and tried many different things. So that's what I give to the people I teach about it. I know what schedules have worked best for me, what times of day, what shows, what stations. And I've tried many variables and some have tanked. So I try and keep people away from those variables. One of them I'll just share with you is, for instance, just animation, right? Just being way too animated. I'm a pretty even keel guy. So my commercials I've done pretty even keel. And when I went very animated, my calls just dropped like that. So I've got a lot of data behind that. But to answer your question, I don't have any data behind multifamily or raising money, but I would imagine it probably would work.
So let's say whether I'm looking for motivated single family owners or I want to try out, what's the first thing I do? How do I find a station to put me on? How does that work?
That's a great question. So here's the thing. Let me tell you the backstory. So how I found TV is I went to a poker game at a friend of mine. It was actually a newer friend, so I didn't know him super well. And get downstairs and we're getting ready to go to the poker table. I'm like, oh, wow, I recognize that guy. And I got kind of a little celebrity status thing in my head, right? Because this guy's been on TV. He'd been marketing his construction business for many years. So I started talking to him, just a normal guy, and asked him how his TV commercials were doing. And we're doing super well with it. We did $2 million last year just off our commercials. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And he's like, you need to call my guy and see if it would work for you. So he hooked me up with his media buyer that helped him produce the commercial, buy the ads, negotiate the whole thing. And long story short, within 30 days, he had me up and running because he knew it all. So one of the things that I'm doing for other real estate investors is bringing my system into that and helping them buy the media as well. So I've talked to a few other people that have said, I've tried TV. I tried to call the stations. I didn't get the right answers. I wasn't sure what to go with. I spent months working on, I just never got on the air. So we automate that process completely by negotiating the rates for you and we can get better rates because we're media buyers, and they're going to answer our calls and get back to us quicker as opposed to someone calling in. So the quick answer to that is, if you want to do anything, get a good system behind it. And if you have someone that can do it for you and streamline that process, that's the best way to go. If someone wanted to do it themselves, they could, but it would just take a lot longer. You just have to call 3, 4, 5 different stations. You'd have to talk to different representatives. You'd have to ask them their pricing. You'd have to give them your demographics, and they'd have to figure it out. So We've done all that for you. We've already figured it all out, and we can get people on the air within about 2 to 3 weeks, as opposed to spending months trying to figure it out and then potentially not getting on the air.
I'm sure that all this depends on the channel and the time slot and the quality of the commercial and all the different things, but just kind of in general, how much should I expect to invest in a TV commercial? And then I know for multifamily, it's dollar per unit. Is it dollar per hour? How does that work?
That's a great question. The general statistic for people you're going to hit, for every 1,000 people you're going to hit, you're going to spend somewhere between $5 and $10. So if you compare that to direct mail, if you were to hit 1,000 people with direct mail, you're going to spend at least $40. Not to mention, a lot of those are going to come back. A lot of people are getting return mail for whatever reason. So a lot of those aren't even going into people's hands. So it's much cheaper in the direct mail. We do 30-second commercials. We do some 15-second as well. So the 30-second commercials, in Wichita, Kansas, where I do all my commercials, we can buy as cheap as dollar slots. Those are the late nights. Those are the not very watched episodes, but those are people that potentially may have an issue with their house that are up at night, not sleeping. So we hit some of those. And then we do a lot of daytime stuff and stuff in between. So you can get as cheap as $1 to $5 for some of the cheaper ads. And then depending on the market, because obviously if you go into bigger markets, you're going to hit a lot more people. So it could be more expensive. But most markets are between about $20 to $40 a commercial. So you're able to hit a lot of people with a very small ad spend.
So a 30-second spot is about $20 to $40. That's a lot less than I thought.
Those are non-primetime spots. You buy primetime spots, which I've tried before, and I can tell you which ones have worked and which ones haven't. We've spent a lot of money on those spots, and a lot of those haven't worked. So yeah, you could spend $150 to $500 on a primetime spot. But for us, we've been able to figure out how to take advantage of the less expensive spots that have done really well for us.
What channels are your commercials on?
We do local channels. We want to make sure that whether you're on YouTube TV, Cox Communications, Spectrum, all those different kinds of broadcast companies, that your commercial gets seen. And there's still people who do over the air with antennas, which is crazy to me, but still people get free TV, and we want to make sure we hit those people too. So we do all local stations.
For someone who's listening to this, maybe the concept of being on TV, they don't really like that. Do you have people who hire someone else to be in the commercial for them, or do you recommend that it's your business, it's your product, you need to be the face?
I always recommend my people to be in the commercial for kind of what you just said, is credibility. People all the time will text me or email me and say, hey, I saw your commercial. They're shooting screenshots of the picture they took of the commercial that they saw. And I've done some private money from those commercials, as far as people calling me and say, hey, I want to invest in real estate. I saw that you're the guy in town that's doing it. I don't want to buy properties. So they ended up being private lenders and ended up having a lot of money invested with us within a short amount of time. So I always recommend them being in the commercial, but I got an email from someone's team yesterday. The guy does 200 deals a year and he's, I'm just too busy. We have too much going on. Can you just do it for us? So I'm shooting the commercial for him next week. And I've done that for several people as well, because it takes me 10 minutes to go in the studio and shoot the commercial. I've done it enough times where I can just go in there and I can bang it out and do it very quickly. So really that is the only thing that I have our people do for the most part, is shoot the commercial and then just approve some different things that need to be approved. So we can be as hands-on or as hands-off as you want to be.
For someone who wants to get started with using TV commercials to grow their motivated seller leads, what would be your best ever advice for that person?
TV specifically or just in general?
Let's keep it just a TV specifically, since that's been the focus.
Okay. Well, I think that would be pretty obvious, is reach out to us and see if your market's available. The first 10 years of my business, like I said, I tried to do everything on my own and try to figure everything out myself. I thought that I needed to figure it out and that kind of thing. And for 10 years, I tried to figure out so many things that I figured out, but then there's a lot of things I tanked on. And once I started hiring people, coaches and mentors and implementers that could implement certain things that I wasn't as good at, that's where it changed the game. So if you want to do TV, just reach out to us. We'll see if your market's available. We only allow so many people per market. And we can streamline the process for you. We can get you on TV within a couple weeks if you want to and make it very quick and painless for you.
Okay, Tony, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Absolutely.
All right, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Do you manage your own rental properties? If you do, or if you're about to, I want to tell you about Rent Ready because I'm guessing they have some services that you'll wish you had. Rent Ready is a property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or phone. With Rent Ready, you're able to collect rent online and get paid, find the perfect tenant with the built-in screening and listing service, and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app too. They can pay rent using the card, ACH, cash. They can set up auto pay, get renter's insurance if you require it. And they can even build their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. And the best part, Rent Ready is unlimited. That's right. All this is flat priced. There's no tricks or hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for investors who manage their own properties so that you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business. You can start managing and scaling your rental properties without scaling costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the best ever listeners. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code BESTEVER. That's RENTREDI.com with the code BESTEVER at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Did you know that credit checks miss 85% of the information landlords and property managers need to verify new tenants? That's a problem. The solution is Rentify. Rentify provides a platform that allows you to instantly access prospective tenants' financial information and compiles it all into a quick and easy to read report to help you select the highest quality tenants. You can access income, payroll, past rent payments, non-sufficient funds, and overdraft history all in one place. Rentify's reports instantly verify the full financial picture of the tenant, so there's no chance of being duped with false information. No one likes to be duped. And the best part is that you can have it all at your fingertips in as little as 5 minutes. Go check out Rentify at trustrentify.com and stop wasting time and start fast-tracking the tenant screening process with confidence and ease. With Rentify, you'll no longer have to waste hours or even days collecting all the information you need to verify a tenant, which makes life easier for you and your applicants. Visit trustrentify.com and use the promo code FAIRLESS for 25% off your first purchase. That's TRUSTRENTIFY.com and put in the promo code FAIRLESS. That's my last name, FAIRLESS, for 25% off your first purchase.
Okay, Tony, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
The 12-Week Year by Jim Moran. Basically, the concept is instead of creating year-long goals, which people, when they do year-long goals, they're super motivated in the beginning, and then towards the end of the year, they're like, oh crap, I didn't meet my goals, and then they start scrambling, right? So the concept of the book is rather than doing year-long goals, do 12-week goals. So basically, instead of the year, you're doing those goals in 12 weeks, and by hyper-focusing on those things within 12 weeks, you can get as much done in 12 weeks as you would in 1 year. So it's a great book, and I actually do coaching with them as well.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. Well, hopefully that didn't happen, but if I did, I would do something similar to what I'm doing now. So I started my real estate investing business, and now I work with entrepreneurs on their real estate investing business. So I would continue to help other people, if not in real estate, in some other capacity, help them with their businesses. I really love and enjoy that.
So these next two questions, I want to focus these just to specifically to TV commercials. This could be for you or for someone you've worked with before, but what has been the absolute worst commercial that you or someone else has recorded?
Well, I think I kind of mentioned it earlier. I'm pretty even keel, right? So I decided in one of my commercials to be like, hey, this is Tony. Just be like super animated and kind of car salesman-like. And it just completely tanked. We were getting really good call volume on our calls. And then all of a sudden this commercial comes out and I'm like, we're going to crush it, man. People are going to love the energy. People are going to love the excitement. And then our calls just went to almost nothing.
That's funny. And on the flip side, what's the best commercial that you or someone else has recorded?
I did one last year with COVID. That's the reason I shot a couple new commercials. I call it our tough times commercial. It was something of the nature of, I know right now is a tough time. The least thing you want to have to worry about is repairs to your house or having to sell it if you need to sell, something of that nature. It's done really well for us. I think we did that second quarter of 2020. And like I said, we ran that almost most of last year and we got 11x return on our money. So that was a really good one for us.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
I do a lot of free stuff for the real estate community. I've got a podcast. Right now, I'm letting a lot of people into my mastermind for free in some of our calls that we're doing. I don't have time to take everybody's requests. I get a lot of requests for people asking me to get on a call or mentor them or anything like that. So I try and cater to as many of those people as possible. And in fact, I'm getting ready to start a Tuesdays with Tony, where I'm going to do an hour every Tuesday for anybody who wants to jump on. A lot of new investors are, again, wanting to get advice from me because I do lending for real estate investors. I do masterminds. I help people do TV commercials. So my name's out there a lot. So people reach out to me for mentorship and I just haven't had time to do it. So I decided I'm going to carve out an hour each week to doing that for real estate investors that need that mentorship because I needed it the first 10 years of my business and I didn't get it. So that's something that I really want to start doing.
And then last question, what's the best ever place to reach you and learn more about the service you provide?
You mentioned it once. You said realestatemasterstv.com. That's one way to get a hold of me. Another one is the mastermind that I mentioned. You can also go to remmastermind.com. And then Instagram, I just started becoming more active on it, but you can follow me on Instagram. At Real Tony Javier is the handle.
You know you're a celebrity when you've got the real in your Instagram
handle. Too many fake ones out there.
Too many imposters. Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us a rundown of the benefits and the how-tos of using TV commercials to grow your motivated seller leads on autopilot. So we went over the five benefits. We went over the types of leads that TV can generate for you. We talked about how to get started, the costs based off the different time slots and markets, where to post your commercials. And then we went over a few examples of some best practices and some maybe things to avoid as well. So Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Best of listeners, again, that website is realestatemasterstv.com. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.